This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Good to be with you. Just got done speaking with the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Moore, about the economy and the way the president has affected this economy so far, kind of pushing back on Joe Biden, saying that this economy is an extension of what President Obama said that we would have, which is funny because Obama predicted that we would never have this growth again. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But now we are joined by the Illinois State Representative Brad Halbrook. Brad, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We've met in person. We've been to some rallies together, but it's great to have you on with us today.
Annie, thank you so much, and I appreciate the invitation to be here with you this afternoon.
Absolutely. Well, I want you to talk about the Illinois separation bill or initiative or whatever it is that you're talking about. Every time I post something on my show Facebook page about Illinois separating from Chicago, everybody seems to be in favor of it, and lots of people are skeptical if it could ever happen. Why separate from Chicago, and can that actually be something that happens?
Yeah, so let me just start at the beginning. So H.R. 101 was a resolution that we filed about February the 7th. Mm-hmm. It's a resolution. It's just basically calling on Congress to make Chicago a 51st state. Now, it's much more complicated than that. However, it starts to drive the discussion that we ultimately hope to end up that we do have a 51st state in Chicago and anyone else that wants to throw in with them or not throw in with New Illinois. So it's a resolution. We believe the constitutional pathway that's laid out in Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution is a six-step process. And that's the way that we think it is the way to go forward. It has happened four times in the history of the United States, the most recent was West Virginia from Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen it happen before. When it happened previously, was it for similar reasons why, you know, maybe downstate Illinois, granted, a lot of people define downstate Illinois differently. Most of the time, it does mean anywhere but Cook County. Was it economically based why this happened with the other separations?
Yeah, I'm not a great student of history, so mm-hmm. I can't speak to that. I just think that you, over the course of history and time, there just becomes some divides. I think what we're experiencing now in the United States is when you have large metropolitan areas in a very rural state, which most states are very rural, but there's a large population center, L.A., New York, Detroit, Chicago, where you have, you know, for instance, the majority of our legislators that I serve with come from one county, and there's 101 other counties. I mean, we've got some legislators that have parts of city blocks. I have all or part of seven counties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not the Republican form of government that the U.S. Constitution guarantees us under Article 4, Section 4. So that said, that's kind of what's driving the issue is most of Illinois is not being represented.
Yeah, I know, I'm certain that the people who listen to this show definitely feel that way. People who are Republican and Democrat here in the St. Louis Metro East, you can be a Democrat and still not subscribe to the Chicago way of doing government in the state of Illinois, and you feel voiceless, certainly down here. And so when you talk about doing a separation from Chicago, what does that make New Illinois? What does New Illinois look like from a government structure?
Yeah, so New Illinois would be a new state, again, under the pathway described in the Constitution. What has to happen is people within a county have to organize. They form a county committee, and then that drives the next step, which is ultimately when there's enough counties organized, and they're going to declare independence against old Illinois, and then they're going to begin to prepare and publish and read grievances about why they're doing the separation. And then there'll be constitutional conventions convened to create their governing documents as they move forward. And, of course, then ultimately we'll call on the Illinois General Assembly to adopt that. And then ultimately the last step would be the United States Congress. So, you know, the people say, well, how can Illinois survive without the economic engine of Chicago? You know, agriculture in Illinois is huge. One in four jobs in the state related to agriculture. And, you know, most of the rest of the state, I mean, there's manufacturing scattered throughout, without a doubt, other businesses alike. But agriculture is 25% of the jobs in this state. And so we think we have a large economic engine and a driver in agriculture, plus our other small businesses. And we need to kind of figure out ways that to grow the economy with these other businesses and manufacturing and bring those, keep them and bring them back to the state.
Yeah, I'm looking on doing some fast math, which means it's probably also bad math. But it looks like the population of Chicago is roughly a fourth of the population of Illinois. And I would assume that, like, proportionally speaking, the economic powerhouse that Chicago would end up being on its own would really be based on its policies, what it decided it wanted to do with the income that it was generating as a big, great city in the state of Illinois. And likewise, the income that would be generated out of New Illinois would be based upon the policies and the government, direction that they wanted to take and how they tax and spend. Isn't it pretty simple in that sense that it's bad representation that we have right now in the state of Illinois, which is indicative of the terrible economic situation we're in?
Right. I mean, again, I think key is that the majority of the legislators come from one county. They're driving the agenda for the rest of the state, and it's not leading to good fiscal policy and other policy decisions. It's not good for the rest of the state. And so, you know, under a new Illinois, yeah, I mean, we've got the debt to deal with. We'll create a formula to distribute that. You know, the pension obligation, there'll be a formula created to distribute that. But also, you know, we're going to quit piling on. The new Illinois would quit piling on debt, quit piling on unfunded pension liability, and, you know, would have reforms in place that would grow the economy, grow employers, grow manufacturers, and stem this tide, this out-migration that's just killing us. One person leaves the state every 4.5 minutes. We're losing a town the size of Peoria every year to the out-migration.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. One comment I see frequently when this discussion comes up is people say, you're just giving Chicago two senators. And I say, I think Chicago already has two senators from the state of Illinois. I think Chicago, at this point in time, the senators that come out of Illinois are largely influenced by the city of Chicago. I would kind of flip the script on that comment and say you're giving the rest of Illinois an opportunity to elect, even if they end up being Democrats, some people who are still maybe a little more moderate, fiscally sound representatives to go into the United States Senate and represent the rest of the people of Illinois.
Right, and that's a great point. And I think that has kind of started to surface in some of the social media discussions over the weekend. Well, you're giving them two more senators. No, you said it exactly spot on with your point. We're gaining two senators. Those guys have already got those two senators.
Yeah. There's no way that Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth are 100% safe running if they were to run in New Illinois versus if they were running in Chicago. They don't even really have to campaign if they just run in Chicago. But in New Illinois, I think the people are really tied together. The rest of outside of Cook County are really tied together by a single issue of fiscal responsibility and wanting to see some actual admittance on the people who are running our government in Springfield, that we are on a financial suicide mission with the way we're spending money and taxing the people who live here who can make their tax burden go away with a U-Haul.
Right. Yeah, the debt is crushing and staggering. I mean, you know, we're drowning in debt. We're drowning in the pension liabilities. You know, the pension liability alone is consuming, it's a quarter of a trillion dollars. It's estimated to be a quarter of a trillion dollars. And, you know, it's a fourth of our budget every year, GRF. And so we've got to institute some reforms to turn this ship around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. We're speaking with Illinois State Representative Brad Holbrook, who's really led the charge in this idea, this resolution, as from a Chicago separation into a new Illinois. Last question before I let you go. And I asked you this, I think, when we were in maybe Decatur, when we were talking about the separation idea. And my question was, do you actually think that it is more realistic that we could separate from Chicago than it is that Chicago could get its act together and help us get back on fiscal stable ground? I'll ask you that again here today.
Yeah, I would it may be easier to separate. I don't remember how I answered that earlier in the spring, but it might be easier to separate for them. You know, it just seems like they can't help themselves from spending, borrowing, and taxing more. It's almost like it's a crack addiction. It's like you just can't get over it. I don't know. It's just, so we'll see how that goes.
Do you think that this is getting the national attention it is because there's support for it or because people think it's crazy?
I think it's because there's support. I mean, you know, we filed the resolution back early in February.
Yeah.
You know, the momentum's been kind of steadily growing. You know, there's kind of some bumps up, and then it kind of fades for a week, and then it comes back on the screen. You know, we continue to get interview calls, requests from all over the nation, and so it depends on what outlet picks it up. You know, I mean, it's like the report, I think there was one came out a week ago yesterday or today, and then Fox News put it on foxnews.com Saturday morning about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
They emailed, and then, of course, we're on Fox and Friends this morning. So, you know, it's just those kind of things happen. You never know. It's very organic. You never know where it's coming from or where it's going, but I think there's a huge interest in seeing where this is happening, where it's going.
So, Representative Halbrook, where do people go if they want to continue to watch the developments and get involved in knowing more and supporting your effort?
Yeah, so there's two different channels to go, and I think I would encourage everybody to kind of take a look at both. Again, the constitutional pathway, we think, is newillinoisstate.org, newillinoisstate.org. You can go there, log in. They're looking for volunteers to help county by county. That would be a great resource. The other one that is doing the ballot initiative to get the advisory question on the ballot in next fall is the IllinoisSeparation.com, and you can download the petitions. People ask about where can I sign a petition.
Yeah,
the IllinoisSeparation.com is the place to go. So those are the two different sources. Just study them, make sure you understand the differences and how they work.
Well, we are going to share that information on our website at 971talk.com/Annie, and we'll share it to our Facebook page as well. Representative Halbrook, stay in touch. We're going to continue to watch this as it develops and see how far you can get for it, because certainly people down here definitely know that something needs to be done. And if anything, it's good to see an effort to try to take some responsibility and get us on the right track. So we appreciate you.
Well, you're quite welcome, and thanks for the invitation to be on with you. Enjoyed it, and call anytime.
We will do so. That was State Representative Brad Halbrook. He's out of Pena, Illinois. He's a downstater as well, and I've been to several rallies, forums, town hall things. I think they were town halls, and he's really understands this issue. Like, you know, when I ask him, is this getting the traction because people think it's nuts or because people support it? I've seen with my eyes and talked to people who support it. Mm-hmm. And I asked him that question. I think we were in Decatur when I asked him that question. Is it more likely that we could separate than Chicago could get their act together? And he said yes. And there were other people. Representative, I think, is Tim Butler. He has hope that Chicago could with good influence, change. He's a Republican as well. But something's got to be done. I'd love to know what you think about this. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Roseanne, you're the first call as soon as we get back. Got a couple lines open. You can make it yours. Should Illinois separate from Chicago? Do you support a new Illinois? We'll get your reactions in just a minute. You can also tweet at Annie Fry Show. Back in a second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.